is.
What's goody, everybody?
Well, what's up over there, yo?
What's good?
Nothing. I'm looking at this.
What's good?
Bet. Yes. I'm trying to place a bet.
Wait. Can you explain this to us? Like, how? All right. I know you guys both love this shit.
He has a lot of questions.
Yes. So I know there's like a line, right?
Correct.
And the line moves, though, right? The line moves?
Yeah.
And how does it move?
Throughout the day?
How does it move throughout the day? Like, what's happening?
Based on other people betting.
You're putting all your money on one team. They're going to give you better odds for the other team.
So let's say 20,000 people all bet that the Chicago White Sox are going to beat the Twins tonight.
Yeah.
Then the odds are going to be in favor for the White Sox to win. So the Twins will then in turn become the underdog.
Yeah. Gotcha. And it keeps going more and more value to them.
Okay.
Because there's so much against them, their value keeps going up to bet. So it keeps going plus 1,800, plus 1,900, plus 2,000.
Okay. And then like, so if
case, so you get more bang for your buck.
Yeah. And if someone gets hurt too, right?
There's so many different
factors. There's so many variables.
That also depends.
But that main variable is what he's saying.
Yeah, like
what, the way people bet.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's matchups and
like it all, like the spread for baseball is mostly based on who's in the lineup and who's pitching.
Mm-hmm.
Pitching's a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people don't look at pitching though, which is crazy for betting, like who the pitcher is on the mound on bad teams.
Well, Vegas does.
I know, but like real bettors.
They do. They, you know? But it's tough because you can get burned by the stack, and it's like like almost
by
like
the stack.
So what are you talking about?
Hold on, like almost, and then a lot of times when it's too good to be true, like walk away when it looks like, oh, this is a sure thing. It's not. So get the fuck out. Like, you know.
Oh.
So what he's saying about stack is like stacking people on the same team.
What?
To do something.
Okay, so like if you, let's say you have two bad pitchers in baseball going against each other that have high ERAs, but both teams hit well.
Yeah.
There's something called the over-under. So Vegas is going to project how many runs will be scored in that game. Say 10 runs, they'll say, or 11 runs.
And who predicts this, though?
Vegas.
Like, Vegas? Like, who's the guy? Is there, like, a dude behind the door?
They were the first people to have betting and sports betting legal.
Mm-hmm.
And so now that there's a team, there.
There's, like, a commission, obviously, of, like...
A rake?
I forget what it's called, who makes the betting, like, the lines and stuff.
It's called a rake.
A rake?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... But it also depends on what platform you're using, because certain platforms
give you
different odds, just depending on that's like what they want to do. Like they'll try to entice you and be like, all right, Mike Trout to get a hit tonight, you know, plus 500, which means for every 100 you bet, you get $500.
Oh,
so it's so it's basically 5-1 odds.
Oh, so that would be 5-1.
Yes.
So the 5-1 is based off of 100.
Yes.
Yes.
All right.
Everything's based off 100.
Okay. Yeah.
So
isn't
if
that crazy?
It's negative 100 odds, then you, for every 100 you bet, you basically
gain nothing.
Yeah.
It's like a wash.
Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No,
like
I get
if it's minus 100 or
still,
plus
you still
100,
win your money.
You're not winning or losing anything. It's just like a wash.
Yeah,
you don't bet those. Yeah, people, it's just stupid to even bet it.
You
then why would? Then why would you though? What's the point of doing it?
Because parlays will increase your odds for every
the
leg.
More, every bet that you add onto it, you make more. It's more of a less of a possibility of you winning, more money to be made though.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Parlays
in a parlay,
everything has to hit.
In a parlay, each thing you add is called a leg. So like if we're going to take the Bulls to win and the White Sox to win and the
Yankees
to win, that's a three-leg parlay.
Okay.
And then...
they all have to hit, though, for you to win.
What's crazy
is you can't just have one of the three hit.
Really?
Yeah. You have to have all three hit or you lose.
That's why it's so hard.
Oh, ho, here you go.
And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You have to have everyone to hit.
Yeah.
But there's these apps, and they'll offer you cash outs.
Yeah.
So
you could be watching the games.
Yeah. Oh, and decide to be like, I don't know. Oh, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. No way, dude. So it's like a fucking game show. It's like if you want, they talk to the man up. It's a deal or no deal.
They keep you hooked.
Deal or no deal.
Like, yo, you could cash out now for $20 less. But you might win, but you might lose because they could score last second.
That's crazy to me.
Years ago, I had a cash out that was up to like $15,000 because my total winnings were like 280K. And I just needed the Broncos Steelers or something like that. I don't know. And the team that I had was ahead. Like, and that's all I needed left.
You were like, I'm doing
it. Was like a 12 leg parlay. I was 11 of 12 at that point. And somehow whoever it was came back and they ended up winning. And I was working, so I wasn't even like watching. And I was like, wait, what? They lost.
Oh my god!
It was so heartbreaking. I was basically thinking I was going to win a lot of money.
I don't know if I could. Yeah, that's why betting is like a dangerous thing for me. I don't think I'd be able to do it. I don't think I'd be able to like.
It's exhilarating.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I have an addictive personality.
Dude, you think about this. Like, I work really hard for my job. You work really hard for your job.
You could do whatever you want with that money.
And I'm saying, like, you, at the end of the day, no matter how much you make, the government is taking so much money from you. Like everything my last paycheck alone was over $1,000 in taxes. And I was like,
Oh my God.
Like, it just makes me sick to my stomach. Like,
that's a little bit.
And then
too
how
much.
Much it is to live.
Yeah. And I'm like, know, what the hell survive. Are they even doing with this money?
Just to survive is just fucking crazy.
So, like, I'm trying to, like, get a little bit ahead and get some gambling winnings, get anything I can to, like, get
a
step
man.
Up.
I'm not that good at gambling.
Yeah, that's why I don't trust myself.
I know how to do it. I'm just not good at it. Yeah. You put me in front of fantasy, I'm great at it.
Fantasy is different, though. That's a different beast, right? That's like,
yeah, because it's like season long.
Can you bet on fantasy?
Yeah.
Yeah. They have daily fantasy now, too.
That's then why don't you get into that? That's
because it's like you're not playing against like the way I do it. Like we each draft our team, so you know what players you're going up against. Like these guys are drafting the same players as you. You guys can all draft the same players. They're not like taking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're good.
Is it good?
No, you're fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Just kick the current. Kick the shit out of the camera.
Kick the tripod. It's all right. Is that another thing with betting too? Even, right? Or am I wrong?
What do you mean? Even?
Is that another term?
Yeah,
it is. Right?
Mm-hmm. It could be over
even,
under.
Over under. There you go.
Even odds.
Over under.
Yeah, even. Odds. Even. Yeah. You're up or down, or you're even.
Okay.
You know. Yeah, it's a.
Yeah, betting is it's difficult, but
it's fun.
It is.
Like I love gambling.
Do you like going to like ACH?
Don't you miss poker nights?
Oh my god,
I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, I really want to get a poker night together, but like, I don't know. I don't have enough friends, first of all, and then I don't have enough people that like
play poker.
Isn't it so fucking weird when you get old? Like how fucking.
When I worked at Maggiano's, I had a couple poker nights, but it was far and few in between.
This is how weird it is being old. I was just at my daughter's track meet and I ran into my babysitter and it was like surreal. She has a kid that's age as my daughter and she's like, I heard that was your daughter and I was like, oh, I saw you over there and I was like, whoa, this is crazy. And then she was like telling other people and my daughter wins both her meets, so 1600, 800 and everybody's like, wow, she's amazing. That's just incredible. And I was like, you know, dude, I'm super proud and I'm like so happy for her. But at the same time, I want people to dial it down a little, you know, like, let's relax. Like, you know, she didn't cure cancer. They're like, whoa,
she was the best.
Like, Jesus, like
people will brag about
her metaphorical dick.
They love it. People do brag about their kids.
Yeah. No, yeah. I I know, but
brag about my stepson. I try to.
I get it. I understand it. I can't.
But I try to do it more behind closed doors.
Yeah, of course.
You know, like I'll do it to you or to you. Definitely. I'll be like, oh man, she's killing him. I'm so proud.
Yeah. Not to.
Or
like,
I'll say it to her face. Yeah. But
where it matters.
Sometimes people, I feel like they love making. It's like with the phones. Like people love making a spectacle out of everything.
Well, we were just talking about that. How everything people forget about telephone. How things when passed down the wire, shit gets fucked up.
How things change.
How things change down. You know, 3-4 people down, the story's completely different. Like she hit 20 home runs when she really hit 1 or 2. You know, a whole complete different story than originally it started. It's like holy shit, like. Yeah, like I remember I walked into a bar. I was like, I knew this was going to happen.
Like, ow.
No, I walked into a bar. I was like, I'm going to see so many people that I haven't seen in that long. You know, so many people. Walked into the bar. Yep, what do you know? And they're all like looking at me, XYZ. It's the worst. So my boy actually comes up to me and we're talking. And he's like, yeah, do you talk to so-and-so still anymore? I'm like, nah. I don't even really remember, to be honest with you, like how it actually ended. I remember the last day we stopped talking, but I don't remember why. I was like, I probably did something fucked up, you know? And he said, yeah, I heard XYZ. And I went, oh, and it brought back the memory, flicked a switch. And I said, oh yeah, but that was the time that XYZ happened. And he was like, wait, what? I was like, yeah, see? You didn't know. Like, he told you that, but he didn't tell you this. Like, you missed the completely whole side of the fucking story. It's like, oh, that makes sense. Like, yeah, you know, obviously they're going to leave that part out. But for my, sorry.
Hey, Ant.
Little side show. Right.
Can I get a translation?
You didn't get that?
No. Like, this story I got. If
there's two sides to every story.
Oh, all right. There you
bam!
Go.
Thank you.
That's the lesson. That's there, Jesseism.
Jesseism. Two sides to every story.
Jesseism 101.
Wow.
Damn.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Because it's been on my mind. Last week, you referenced.
I don't even know where I was.
The guitar.
Last week. Oh,
story and getting the guitar in rehab.
You're bringing the guitar.
Yeah, you have the. Did you
oh, it's
guitar?
In my car.
All right.
But you said that. When you walked in, that everybody was like, oh, there's the American Idol kid. And I was wondering, what the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean?
Like, what are you?
Why you trying out for American
Idol? Yeah, I went through the whole process like 3 times.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
You didn't know that?
And he tried out for like In Excess.
And I tried out for The Voice. I went through all of them.
He tried out for In Excess.
Yeah, I went through all of them.
He really did.
Menudo.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
He went down the wire.
I really did. Swear to God. And I tried out. I told you, the day I tried out, I would try out the same day as Phoebe Ryan. That's the whole. I was online with Phoebe Ryan. She used to open for
Rachel.
Us.
Rachel.
Swear to God. She used to open up for us for If the Copeland. Shoe Fits.
Oh, yeah.
If the shoe fits.
She was like, she did it.
She made it to like the top 24.
Yeah. No, top she 60. Made it to the top 60.
Yeah, she got on TV like once.
Yeah,
and then it was like one behind the scenes.
Yeah,
because I was like, she's wearing my sweatpants.
I saw two, but I'm telling you, because a lot of people get me mixed up with the fat kid from like American Idol or something like that too. But they know that I've been through the process, and I've also do you know how they do like the background clips and shit like that?
Yeah,
on The Voice and on American Idol, I was on a couple of. I was in a couple episodes. Like, background, you could see me in a couple episodes. 100%.
If you squint your eyes?
Like,
you really, really good?
No, because there was one time.
You could see him.
No, if there was one time.
You could see a guy that kind of might look like.
Listen, there's one time on The Voice, when I went for The Voice tryouts, they had, they tell you not to bring an instrument, but I brought my guitar anyway. Fuck it, you know?
Because you're Jesse.
Fuck it. And, so I had like 3 or 4 girls sitting to the right of me, and they were like practicing their songs, and I knew the songs to play on guitar, so I started playing and practicing, and we got up and went to the back, and then more people joined us and came. There was like a group of 20 or 30 of us, a huge-ass circle, and I was just leading the circle on a song, and a cameraman walked into the middle of it, no bullshit, and was just like doing the whole, you know, like, had the fucking guy with the boom mic, all that shit. And they scanned the whole fucking thing.
And Jesse was on TV.
Don't know. No, they definitely saw. They definitely saw. That was definitely on fucking one of the episodes. 100%. I remember I remember a girl because I got a girl's number from that episode.
Hey,
and the girl actually texted me. Was like, "Oh, did you see that we were on one day?" One of like when you know when you get out of rehab and you get like those 300 text messages. It was one of those motherfucking things. So yeah, no. When I got out, so we were definitely part of like a 20 second clip, 10 second clip of us on.
I'll be honest with you. I never went in the rehab with like a phone.
What do you mean?
I always sold my shit before I went in.
They never even let me. I never even tried.
I didn't have anything.
I never even tried to bring anything in besides coffee.
No, I'm saying like got out with a phone.
Okay.
I've always gotten a phone while in rehab.
Really?
Or like a halfway house?
Oh, the halfway house. Yeah. Not rehab.
But you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I never have like an actual number when I go to rehab.
Yeah, I feel you. See, I don't care.
I don't care about what's going on outside. So I'm like,
yeah, but see, I need to get in touch with my drug dealers. If I'm getting high at the time, I need to have a phone.
You don't have a phone, can't get in touch with them.
But but that if you're trying to get clean, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Like, I don't know, bro.
100%.
That's between you guys.
No, 100%. No, I agree with you. If you're trying to get clean, throw that fucking phone away. Definitely. But yeah, no, that 353, that is all. That's since, like, I've changed that number when I.
Oh, I don't
when
know.
When I
don't know
left
anymore.
Everyone
I don't know
behind
anybody's
anyway.
Phone number anymore.
Yeah, I don't even memorize numbers. So even
you memorize numbers anymore?
Can't memorize them.
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
Yeah. There's certain people.
I don't even know my fiance's number. It drives her crazy that I don't know it.
I know my wife's number by heart. But
732.
I know.
don't do it on there. Don't do it on here, dude.
No, I think I even got it wrong.
Don't do it on here. Don't be calling.
My wife has a Massachusetts number, so.
Yeah, that's kind of easy.
It's easy.
They carry them.
And she's
over.
Had her
they carry
phone
them
number.
Over.
Hmm?
They'll carry like a Massachusetts number over.
Yeah, any number.
Yeah. I didn't know that. What do you got though? You have Verizon.
You can make up.
What do you go with?
I don't know, AT&T or some shit.
AT&T.
I think you can make up your own number if you want now.
Well, you could pick them.
Yeah.
They don't care anymore.
No.
So fucking weird, dude. Remember when the whole thing? Remember when? You would call somebody and they had a certain song as their ringtone.
Yeah.
And that was like the shit back in the day. That was the shit back in the day.
Oh, dude, I love
that. Hell yeah.
Bro,
I learned so many new songs from that fucking shit.
Not when you're friends with Sean Cervone, dude. Because if it's a song he doesn't like, he's like, you better change that fucking ring back tone right now.
Or you're never getting a ride in my Civic again.
And you're like, yo, what's wrong with it? What the fuck did I just tell you? You're like, shit. Easy, dude. Jesus.
No, I remember that. What was the whole thing?
And then the next week, he has that ring back tone. He's like, yo,
this is the sickest.
Yo, like, yo what is the it fuck, you dude? That
always does that to
always
you.
Did that.
Pat, well, you that has the fucking Indian dude as their fucking.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
It's my favorite.
If you don't answer, if Pat doesn't answer when you call him, there's an Indian
my
dude
Siri,
that tells you to leave a message.
Yeah, my Siri's Indian.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So that's how you I get it? It's
you
a Siri?
Hear it?
No, I know. You could change it.
He's
Terminator
a great. He's good. He's good.
He could be Arnold Schwarzenegger if you wanted to.
Oh, I'm sure you could, but he's good. He's very good.
Hey Siri, say hello to everybody. Hey Siri, where are you?
Yeah, your phone's great.
See, my phone does, bro. When you need it, don't.
Hey,
everyone's gonna phone's gonna go off. Don't do that. Everyone's phone's
say
gonna
hello
go
to
off.
Everybody.
Oh no, because it's voice act. It's actually by
We've
voice.
We've had a problem. Please try again.
But I didn't know I didn't know that all was like that all went to your voicemail and that like
yeah.
all synced
well,
up and
if,
shit.
If you have like the default one, I don't feel like setting.
I have the default one.
I think I have the
you
default
have reached 7-3.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought it was. I don't know how you changed that shit. But that was great how they did have the fucking music and...
I'm so sorry I missed your call. I'm not here to answer your call at the moment, so please leave a message after the beep, and I'll return your call at my earliest convenience. Like
people do that, though. They still...
I know, but
some people
I just would rather...
That.
I leave voicemails.
Some people
I'd rather not like have my own voice.
Yeah, I don't want to hear my shit. Yeah. I don't fucking can't even listen to
that's
this.
What I said about the podcast.
Yeah,
I'm thinking like people would hear my voicemail and being like,
oh, thanks for calling, Jim.
and they're just like, click. Like I'm not even leaving a message. Fuck him. Screw this guy. They're like, you hear his voice? Oh, I fucking hate his voice.
That's how I feel about my voice.
Yeah, well.
I do too.
No, I like your. See,
I can listen to only.
Kevin brought up such a good point about it last week.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
Yeah. I don't know where he went. R.I.P. Kev. I don't know where Kev is tonight, but
it's my boy.
That's my boy, Blue.
This is how you remind me.
Wait, you like Creed?
I think that was Nickelback, but
Nickelback.
No, that's just Nickelback.
I do.
Just as gay.
I do like Nickelback.
Do you like Creed?
No.
Do you call people like, if you like
the G word?
You're like,
the G word?
You're gay.
If they like Creed? No, not really. I'm like, you like who you like. I like Christian rock.
Creed's gay.
You know what's crazy?
I can't listen to Creed anymore.
Like, yo.
Yeah, I'm not. I can't.
Yo, that. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about music. I brought up Mercy Me, Move.
Okay.
The song, Move by Mercy Me. I was like telling that story. I was like, I was having a bad day, blah, blah. Yeah. There's a fucking Netflix documentary on this dude right now.
That's ridiculous.
I just saw it yesterday, like, pop up on this dude. Ridiculous. I was like, what?
Of course there is. Isn't that how life works? It's like, you bring up one thing, and like, all of a sudden it's there the next day.
That's crazy.
Talking about somebody that you haven't seen, and then all of a sudden they pop up the next day.
Yeah, it always happens.
You're thinking about a song, you're going to hear that all the time, how it happens. I'm doing a cover of Billie Jean for a movie, apparently. That's the fucking water bottle. I'm doing a cover of Billie Jean, and we did it slow. We like switched up the chorus.
Good.
And like the pre-chorus battle,
Did you put instruments and music over it?
No, he did like his thing. I didn't do any of the music. I just sang. I came in and sang.
You know what I'm talking about?
I didn't make...
We were talking about it last week?
Yeah. That's why I said I can't produce my own music.
No, you can't.
I could do other people's shit. Like,
what if we put a xylophone here?
No, I could do other people's stuff, no problem. But my stuff is very hard. But yeah, no, he does all the
music.
What if we blew into glass bottles? Fuck you, Patwell. But yeah, I'd go in.
No,
steel drum it.
No.
He does all the live instruments and everything. He's supposed to. He just didn't know whether to come or not today. But he said definitely next week he's going to try to get over here. So
yeah, you can have him talk about producing songs.
Hell, you know, yeah, want to go through some how like he sends me and show multiple you, like, versions. Like, I want to show because Patwell knows about. Things.
Sorry, I'm cutting you off.
No, go ahead.
Lawrence has like this thing.
Well, who people may not know who Lawrence is, Anthony.
Yeah, so Lawrence is a band. They're from New York.
He loves them.
Yeah, they're great. And John Bellion discovered them. But
they
have.
That's how you got into
them. What is it called? It's called Splitter.
Okay.
Splitter FM or Splitter, like, what is it, .com? Okay. But anyway, they take all their songs and every. Like, you know how when you look at a recording of the song?
Oh, yeah, it will give you bass. It gives you all the instruments.
You could take out which one you want.
Yep.
Like, they give you it for every one of their songs.
Really?
Yep. How cool is that?
Are there other artists that are part of it?
They created it. But
they created that?
Yes.
Because, you know, Kanye tried to do the same thing with, like, a fucking music player.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Weird,
I had no idea what it was. I heard about it after I got out. But
that was a cool idea.
Yeah, it's like a fucking pod, Anthony, that you hold in your hand, and, like, you can change it. You just have the bass. I know exactly. That's exactly what Kanye was.
How cool is that?
Wow. Can they let you sample their shit, though?
I don't know. But I know you could, like, mess around with it. I don't have the volume up.
That's crazy, dude.
How cool is that?
That's nuts, bro.
Every new song they drop, putting it on there. That's
dope. No, I know. Cool.
That is cool. It's such a good concept.
Yeah, that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. So if anyone's not like watching, he's on this website he showed me. And
Lawrence creates.
It gives me all the WAV files. Dude. It gives you like the bass, the beatbox, piano, keys.
Every different vocal.
FX. That's dope. The drums.
Yeah. How cool
can
is that?
That's sick.
That's sick. That's awesome. That's a great idea. Yeah. It's a great fucking idea.
And especially if you have this like copyrighted right here, you're copyrighting every little
sample, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Once you put it online, you're automatically copyrighting.
Exactly.
You're automatically copyrighting it regardless. So as soon as you put that shit online, you're copyrighting that shit.
That's so smart.
It's dope.
I love it.
Yeah, Splitter, huh? Splitter FM. I've heard of that shit before. That sounds familiar, dude. Don't send it to me right now.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's
you're using it.
Yeah. Fucking what's it called? But Splitter FM. I've heard of that before. I've definitely heard of some people doing.
No,
it.
He was just he just went in front of Congress too.
No.
Like because of how much Ticketmaster's ripping all these musicians off.
Finally, thank and you,
kinda,
God.
And he kind of like was like, yo, this is crazy. We're not making any money. Ticketmaster's charging all these fees and we get nothing from it. So they had a bunch of musicians sign it. Him, whole band went to Washington, D.C., spoke in front of Congress, and he got a bill passed.
Finally. What's the bill say?
I don't know. You got to look it up. But it's awesome, man.
That's great.
He's a beast.
Thank God. Because, you know, that just happened. Well, I'm a big Audible guy. So one of the biggest fantasy sci-fi writers, Brandon Sanderson, the Audible does the same exact things.
They take that much off of your readings and stuff?
Authors are only getting 40% of their own book, bro. 40% of the sale. And I know you're supposed to be getting way more, at least 60 to 70. You should, like, a minimum.
That's wild.
It's crazy. So, and they weren't getting definite, like, because the way Audible works is by credits. It doesn't work by, like, how much a book actually costs. Sometimes an Audible book is, like, $20. Sometimes it's on sale for $13. But if you get it with a credit, it's only $15.99. Sometimes Audible books like $25.
So, wait. You can't get like a membership to Audible?
And it gives you one credit a month, and that credit applies to any book.
Only one book per month.
One book per month, but you get a whole catalog of books for free every month. Every month. Like, so I get all these podcasts for free.
New books that come out.
Sometimes I'll get like, sometimes I'll have random Brandon Sanderson books that are free.
That's terrible.
No, it's great. It's one of the, I love it.
Bro, I've got like 10 credits.
Yeah, you can get free credits and shit. Yeah, you get. You got six.
And how much you paying a month for Audible?
It's like $15.99 or something.
Yeah, so that's
it's worth it. I love Audible.
I love it. I love it.
You add up all your subscriptions.
There are other cheaper services.
I don't have that many.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, Apple Music.
But no, we're like me and my wife are smart. We're all in like the family plan with like a bunch of her families.
Spotify or Apple
Music with like her dad. And then we give him like
I do Spotify
access to our like our some of our shit, you know.
Do it's you like do any like streaming services or no?
We have YouTube TV because they had that football package.
Yeah,
I use YouTube Premium.
What else?
It's expensive though, YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Not compared to other cable providers.
$70 a month or something.
No, I know.
What's the shit that you were talking about outside with dad?
I can't. I'm not gonna talk about it on here.
You know, it's like an illegal thing.
It's dope.
Yeah.
There's a bunch.
I even asked a dude, I'm like, yo, do you need a VPN? Yeah. I was like, you need a VPN? He's like, he goes, I don't have one, but you can get one.
Yeah,
get
you Surf Shark.
Like, that's if you want to be like, that's if you want to be super safe.
Surf Shark Day. VPN. There.
Just making sound effects then. Oh my God! Have you ever seen the other podcast? What's it called?
Don't give me a fucking props over here.
It's about the. It's like a light skinned black dude and like a white dude, and the guy's like says some outrageous stuff. Mm. Like he'll say like, vegans eat vegetables. That's it. He's like, wait. He goes, you think they only eat vegetables? He goes, vegan equals vegetables. Yes, they don't eat anything else. What do you mean?
No, I will never be able to watch something. What? Like that. No, I'm not.
And then this guy also said like about Fruit Loops. Like he goes, yeah, the grape flavored Fruit Loop. He goes,
I know what you're talking about.
They're all the same flavor.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
No different flavor. They're fruity. I know what pebbles are fruity flavor.
You know what though? He's right. The purple one does taste the best.
Purple doesn't taste like grape though.
Yeah, it does. It
tastes like purple.
In Fruit Loops, it does.
There's no taste in different what I'm saying, Fruit Loops, though.
No, understand what I'm saying, though. Purple anything, like sweet, doesn't taste like grape. It tastes like purple.
Oh, for sure.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you taste grape. It doesn't taste like that, no. Ever.
Like a real grape?
Like a real grape.
No,
grape juice doesn't taste like a real grape.
No.
That's what I'm saying. It tastes like purple.
He's right.
Yeah, it does taste purple. That's why.
That's
blue
what
taste,
I'm saying. It's
blue
a weird.
Drink tastes
it's
blue.
A weird take.
It's a blue drink.
But the, yeah, but blue drink is considered blue raspberry. It's supposed to be a raspberry flavor with like blue coloring.
That's I thought it was like blueberries and raspberries combined.
No, nah, it's like a it's supposed to be like a raspberry. Oh. I thought it's just straight sugar cane. That's it. They need
it really
to make
is.
A blue
it's
drink.
Sugar.
Okay, ready?
It really is just
but
sugar.
But I'm just saying, great.
What's your electric chair meal?
Oof.
Anthony.
It's a tough one. Something Asian.
What is that? Electric?
Oh, probably so, like some Wagyu
steak. Yeah, what's your electric chair meal?
Like some
there,
Wagyu
Jesse?
Steak.
Ooh.
With some sushi rice.
Oh. Wagyu. I don't know if I could do some Wagyu.
You ever have Wagyu?
Hell yeah.
It's delicious.
I know, I'm saying, but I don't know if that's...
I only had American Wagyu. I never had Japanese. Which is expensive.
I had Wagyu in Hawaii.
I don't know what I'd have. Pat, what would yours be? I got to think on that one.
That's
a chicken sandwich?
It would not be... Yeah, you'd have to give me a day on that one.
I'd have to have like a whole course meal... But like with like pairings, like with
no,
like
you can't flight. Not allowed to. They're
why not?
Just
they're,
one meal.
Who the fuck said anything
one
that it was
meal,
like? Yo, there
meal,
was a limitation.
One meal,
well, they're like
one meal,
one course.
Courses.
No. One meal, one
no,
course.
Protein,
dude.
Ten
starch,
courses.
Yeah, you get a protein. Exactly. He's great.
Protein, starch, and veggies.
All right, fine.
Gotcha. Yep.
You know, then I'm gonna go simple because I love like a good chicken cutlet. Like
you heard
really,
the
really,
cutlets.
Really
King
good chicken cutlet,
dude.
Breaded
with like a bunch, yeah, with like
fried?
A bunch of sides, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, and you can go panko or Italian or mix.
Throw a little lemon.
I want like
cutlet.
A
cutlet.
Nice, I want really good Jersey tomatoes with it.
So you want like a salad?
Like a balsamic,
oh, you
like
want them
mayonnaise.
To farm the tomatoes
like
with some.
You
fresh
want the
mops.
Prison to go out and farm the tomatoes for you?
Yeah,
that's great. How did you
all
like
of a
them cut?
In prison
how did you
of
like
them?
You
meal.
Said it was the last meal. Electric,
Warden
electric
fucking
chair.
Jesse
he
is like setting rules.
He just said electric chair meal.
But
I'm paying attention.
Warden Jesse's like setting rules. I'm like, all right, and I'll have the risotto. He's like, no risotto for you.
No risotto.
No.
Not in this fucking prison.
Even
no,
though he
nobody's
said,
cooking rice for 45 minutes.
Even though he
how
said
would you like
them
cut,
chair.
Dude?
What?
Your tomatoes.
Not cooked. You want
no,
them
cut,
top,
cut.
Fresh.
How do
no,
you want
I
them cut?
Want, I want. I don't know. Like,
like
a like
thin
a nice
or like thick?
Not, like a too thick,
cut.
But
are
like
you
a nice
thick guy,
like a medium guy.
All
right. Like salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Olive oil.
Would you like some mutz on there?
Yeah, fresh right. Mutz and fresh basil. All right. And,
that's what I'm saying. I'm
and
trying
then
to figure
I want
it out for
all
you.
The sides. I want like
trying
corn,
to make sure
that we
don't fuck it up. We don't have to bring it back
off the cob.
Yes.
Right.
Sure. That should cook. What temperature are we doing a steak?
And I don't want steak, chicken cutlets.
Oh, just chicken cutlets. Okay.
You just said I'm the.
Yeah, I'm sorry. He got me fucked up with the Wagyu.
Sorry, that's my bad. I want
the Wagyu.
Yeah.
This shit's got zero fat.
My dad would go fish.
I'm like a big sides guy, though. And like maybe some sauteed spinach or asparagus. And I love greens.
Yeah.
No?
You're a green guy?
Cauliflower.
Mm. Well, I'll take broccoli,
cauliflower.
I'll take it all.
I think cauliflower is up there with like one of my favorite vegetables.
Really?
It's this, one of the smelliest.
No. One of the smelliest.
No, no, no.
Is,
like when you're
called?
Making
Brussels.
It, you're like, what the fuck is that smell? Yeah. Yeah. Watch. What? You don't smell that?
No.
Nah. Come on.
Brussels?
Brussels
no.
are delicious.
Brussels
are
amazing.
Brussels smells the worst, dude.
When no. you're cooking them? No way. It smells like cabbage.
No way.
Cabbage is delicious.
Brussels
you like
smells
cabbage?
The worst.
I love cabbage.
I
used to hate
I'm
it.
I'm
going
to have to do raw cabbage. I can't do like
can't,
boiled cabbage.
No, but I mean like. Cabbage rolls. You ever have cabbage rolls?
Yeah.
Those are delicious.
Okay.
Cabbage rolls?
Cabbage soup my mom makes.
Okay.
Delicious.
Yeah, no, she does make it.
But it's
got to
be done right.
Yeah.
It's got to be like
corn
an al dente
cabbage.
Like cabbage.
Corn beef and cabbage?
No, fuck that. Like that's...
I like it.
That's like the to me the worst part
it's
about
bland.
St. Murder's Day.
It's bland, but
what?
It's good.
What about St. what day?
St. Murder's.
St. Murder's
why?
Day.
What am I missing?
Irish people are crazy?
Oh, okay.
Well, you didn't know about
no.
the St. Patrick's Day thing?
No. St. Murder's Day.
Well, the whole story is that the St. Patrick got the snakes out of Ireland, right?
Yeah, okay. That's it wasn't like.
It's not real snakes. Yeah. It was pagans.
Pagans, like the Vikings. The Vikings. He wanted to spread Christianity.
Yeah, he went in with an army
about
and murdered
shit.
People.
Yeah, St. Patrick was a saint because he got rid of Vikings. And like their religion.
No, okay. Pagans.
No, but that's. They were Viking. Like,
well,
that's why they were pagan. They came in from...
Yeah, see, I'm not a big history guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not... you put me up there. Not a big history guy. Put Cali's me up there. Going crazy out there, huh?
Yeah, my dog barking.
I like how you stopped that barking. Sentence midway, and you were like, if you put me up there.
Dog's barking.
I'm just not a history guy there.
Yeah.
No, I really am. I'm not. I just never.
How
never
do you not
really
like history?
Never,
but yet you want
and now
to
I love it. No, now I should be. I'm. See, that's the thing. I like
Did
my
you,
whole
you like history and stuff, right?
Do now I do
love history.
Do you listen to Rogan at all?
I used to listen to Rogan a lot.
Sorry, I'm
that's
you
what
off.
I'm. But that's what I'm saying. Now I do. I
the
got
Graham
it,
Hancock and
yeah.
What's his name?
Flint Stone.
Flint Diddler.
Flint Diddler.
Yo, pull it up. Like
I can't do it. Right
oh
now.
Man, I thought you were doing
Flint Diddler.
Flint
yo,
Diddler.
They have a debate.
Graham Hancock debate on Joe Rogan last week.
Oh really?
And the guy Flint, whatever, he's with like the main group of archaeologists that are trying to prove him wrong. You know what I mean?
So
like, because Graham
he's from like the science, like, natural science, the history.
Graham Hancock
whatever
still
fucking
pushing
is.
The younger Dryas effect and all that.
Like, that's what he started talking
about. All his theories
and how they're trying to tell him no, that he's wrong.
Correct.
Okay.
And Flint Diggler's like, you attacked me.
Yeah.
And it's like a little like,
but they're hiding evidence. They're like not letting us go into certain areas and like,
oh, I
know. Telling
it's
us
crazy.
That there's XYZ here, but where is it? And you moved it and not telling. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's wild.
I don't know.
Well, what's true and
Wanna
what's
hear
not?
Something crazy though.
What's up?
Okay, I talked to a guy today, on the phone, who was telling me he had
not in person.
He had an NDE,
not one on one.
What's that?
A near death experience.
Okay,
he was telling me all about it.
Damn!
And I remember I was telling you about that book to read, Proof of Heaven.
Yes.
About the neurologist that has the NDE, and when he comes back, it's like his whole experience that he goes through, and this guy was like telling me like. Pretty much same shit happens to you. Like when you die, like you relive like this like real and like you relive all the emotions of like everything that you felt, but not just everything you felt, but everything that they felt because of you. Like other people, like if you ever wronged anyone and you feel it to like the most and then all of a sudden it goes away and then you kind of like forget everybody. And like everything is like forgotten and then you're like in like the universe, like you're in space,
and then you're like reborn. They're saying
like you're in space. He's like, I didn't make it much, far further past that. He's like, I came out of my coma. He's like, it was in only in like for 5 days or something like that.
Oh my god, I could see that. I understand. Yeah. I can understand. I kind of understand.
But in that book, that's what this guy talks about. He talks about like going up and going in, you know, meeting this light, like Om. They called it
Om.
And it didn't talk. It just spoke to you through telepathy.
I believe that, dude. I believe that.
I believe I could fly.
I believe that we have had multiple lives, and once we
and you do you consider pass, yourself do you consider yourself Catholic?
No, I don't believe that. I don't believe Jesus was our savior. I believe that Jesus was a prophet.
You know? I'm not getting into all that. I'm just asking that question.
Yeah, no. So I can't consider myself that if I don't believe that he's actually the fuck. I don't believe he's the.
Now you're going all in depth. That's not
What if though?
You can't just say that's a complicated
hold
question.
On. What if they're all right though?
Yeah.
And then when you're dead though, and you're like, ha, and like this whole time we're all like fucking idiots, and then when we die though, we go up and they're like, fuck, man, they were all right.
I know.
And we get up there, and Jesus is like really actually this.
But there's like 20
white
different
guy that's bearded and like chilling, and he's got a guitar or something. Yeah, and he just rolls over with his sandals on.
Well, and he's like, I think that Jesus would be that Jesus would be cool enough to understand that we fucked up and let us in. That Jesus is definitely cool enough. He's wearing sandals. Is he wearing sandals?
Yeah.
Is he in this
cloud? Oh, and he's on a cloud? He's on a cloud. Wait. Yeah. Wait. He's on a cloud. He's wearing sandals. He's got a guitar. Mm-hmm. He's not. I'm going to start singing. He's going to know who I am immediately.
Yeah, he's going to like you.
He's going to love
everybody.
Me.
Yeah.
He knows everybody.
You're his lamb.
He's going to be like, dude, Jesse, why did you get it? Like, sing with me, brother. Now sing a song with me, brother.
You know what would be great though is if like you were like, this is so amazing, and then like you start playing and then you start singing and Jesus is terrible and he's really
oh bad. And you have to pretend that he's good
for the rest
because
of your
the whole
eternity.
Time I'm there.
You know what that's called?
hell.
Yeah. It's called fucking hell.
So god awful.
The worst. And he's like, Jesse, you're the new song I wrote.
Like, he's like, come on, let's jam.
I've lived in that hell before. Yeah. I've lived in that hell.
You just want to keep jamming. And you're jam, like, and you're like, oh, I got somewhere like, to be.
I lived in that hell. Anthony, so, I lived in that hell.
And he's like,
before.
What's up? You want to go somewhere else maybe then? And you're like, no. Here's fine. Here's fine.
Well, be Jesus. Let's play Jesus. So play Jesus. Like, all right, I die. And now I'm in heaven, right? And yeah, so now you're Jesus. And now I'm at.
So the way I'm picturing. The way I picture
Jesus. Yeah, so how would he come up to me?
Hey.
Oh, shit, Jesus. Hey, Jesse. Is that really you?
How's it going, Jesse?
What, Jesse, your voice changed too? Is that really you, Jesus?
All of a sudden,
Jesse,
he became.
Why are you talking like that?
He's from the south. All of a sudden,
because I'm scared. It's fucking Jesus. I'm like, oh shit.
Jesus now?
Oh no, but you're cursing at you. We're off now. We're in. You're breaking a third wall.
You need to calm yourself.
Yeah, Jesus. Look, I'm sorry. My brother over here. He's being crazy. But I'm just like, I just want to apologize, Jesus. I'm sorry. I didn't know that was the way.
You don't need to apologize.
Oh, thank you so much. I knew that you'd understand. You got the cool-ass sandals on, Jesus. I knew you would understand. You got the, what kind of guitar are you rocking, Jesus?
You like these sandals? I designed them.
What kind of guitar and sandals are they?
Oh, I designed this guitar, too.
Was everything built here, Jesus?
I did it all.
Oh, my God. You're amazing.
I know.
Will you let me and my brother in?
Of course.
Oh, there we go. See, I got us in. And I got us in. And I'm there. I got us in. That's all I would have taken. See, you just don't fucking underestimate the power of fucking Jesse.
Or Jesus.
Or Jesus. Or Jesus. Very, very good. Very good. Very good.
So, did you grow up going to church?
Yes. Yeah. CCD and all. Did
like
you do the CCD?
Sit-kneel stand shit?
Oh, I had to. I had to walk. I had to go to church every Sunday.
My dad was crazy with that shit. Like, he used to make me, like, fold my hands a certain way.
Oh,
like,
my
if
God,
I didn't, I
no.
I would get smacked in the back of the head. I would get hit in the back of the head in the middle of church just because he thought I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
And then I'd be like, and he'd be like, pay attention. And I'd be like,
I was. Jesus man. Just got like fucking.
Dad, like, pray harder.
They just hit him for the 10th time.
I'm convinced now, like, as an adult, I'm convinced my dad was just, like, hungover all the time and just wanted to take it out on people.
Oh, 100%.
And, like, that's all it was. He was just like, I can't believe I got to fucking sit here.
1,000%.
And he looks over at me and he's just like, fucking little piece of shit.
Yo, you nailed it on the head. I think for most everybody.
Hell?
I think you nailed on it for most everybody, Pat. Well, it's that they just fucking want to take out their frustrations on everybody else. It's pretty much what it is.
I'm like, I'm six, dude.
Yeah, like, can you calm down? Like, damn it.
No, my dad made me.
My hand is the size of my head. Can we chill?
My dad made me and my brother walk to church if he didn't want to go.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we lived around the corner.
Make us all go.
You weren't born yet.
Oh, when that we lived on Rainer. So how close was the church? Where was the church?
3 blocks away.
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's what I was
saying. Like, go to church. Make sure you bring me home a pamphlet. So he knew I went to church, and they didn't hand them out till the end.
Oh, so you had to wait. What if he's a little smart fuck, huh?
I used to get quizzed.
What was the sermon?
Yeah, quizzed on the sermon.
No.
Yeah,
my dad did that sometimes.
What was the sermon about? It was about how much.
Because me and Peter wanted to leave after receive communion.
That's what it was about.
We wanted to leave right after we received communion, but
they didn't let me. They didn't ride me like that for that. No. Thank God.
Oh, you! My God,
I got
that.
I got
that. Was
I know? I got
no. We had to wait.
Know he's the man,
we had to wait till everybody the priest left.
Yes.
Yeah.
My dad
no
will
leaving.
Not leave until the priest leaves.
Yeah. It was no leave.
What?
Like he?
Yo,
mom would be
like,
"Let's go."
Parent to me.
Let's go. Dad's like, "No." And then as soon as the priest walks past, he's like, now we can go.
Get the fuck out of here.
Do you remember like that? Yeah. Oh, my God. That was the worst.
No.
I swear. Dad was like that, man. If I was like when you kneel after you receive communion when you come back, if my butt touched this chair.
Yo, you.
Are you fucking kidding
perfectly
me?
Perfectly straight. And you're.
Sit up.
Yep.
Damn.
Fucking God annoying.
Oh, yeah.
God bless you guys.
Yeah. God blessed us.
Huh? Yeah. Damn.
Holy water all over.
I think that's the whole reason. Yeah, they've been mad. Like I got because I got it. He's the different. I got it different. I guess he right. relaxed. He got older. He relaxed
anyway.
A little bit.
Off the religious subject.
Yeah,
I was gonna ask you guys, stupid questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Top five favorite movies.
Oh, don't even go there.
All time?
All time.
I mean, I can definitely give you top five.
Go ahead.
Probably.
Wait, and how about this?
Wait.
Each one of us cannot select the same movie.
Okay. So I get to steal it?
Yeah. How about we do 1-1-1?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Me and Pat, I'm writing them down.
Patwell, me, then you, Ant. Go ahead, Patwell. One.
Groundhog Day.
Wow.
Number one, Pulp Fiction for me.
Dad.
Yeah, I knew you were going there. Yep. Number one.
Schling. What did you say?
Pulp Fiction.
That's my favorite movie all time.
All time.
All right, True Romance.
Oh, fuck.
True Romance. All right.
All right, Patwell.
Rocky IV.
Oh, my God. The worst one?
The worst one?
No, what am I talking about? I'm thinking Rocky V. My bad. Rocky IV, Ivan Drago.
Good no, one. Is that one the Ivan Drago? Yes. I thought that was the newer fault. One.
I jumped the gun.
Thought Rocky that was the four. New one.
No.
Oh, okay. So I got the ones wrong, too.
Yes, you did.
Okay, I thought that was the fucking... Go ahead. Michael, whatever the other one is.
Yeah, it's like Rocky.
Memento.
First Chris Nolan.
Yeah. He's gonna be a big one. He might even have two up there. He might.
This is a hard one.
Number three.
I'm gonna go Snatch.
Ooh.
Yeah, I love Snatch. See that in your top five.
It is in my top five, but
see, I'm trying to picture movies that I would watch over and over.
I would watch these over and over again. Yeah,
100%. No, I'm just picking like a movie to me that
Groundhog Day and Rocky IV, like a doubt.
See, no, see, I'm picking movies that I like the first time I watched, like gave me that feeling.
Different direction.
Now it's gonna get more difficult for me because now it's getting a little bit more muddy. Like those are probably.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you what I was telling you. What I based the whole thing off of is like when you watch the movie for the first time, right? And that feeling, like oh,
it was great,
shit.
And you
like,
can watch it again.
Yeah, but like, it was just gave you that feeling and like I've never seen type of this shit. To
see, it could be one time, but then that's like a one time watch. Like you,
that's what I'm saying. That's
movie
what I'm using.
To me, you have to have rewatchability.
I think every good movie.
Have to. Like, I could rewatch True Romance. I could rewatch Snatch.
Yeah.
Pulp Fiction. Absolutely. I could watch 20 times a day. That's almost.
Yeah. So it's got to be a good movie. Absolutely. But that's what I'm saying. If it's not a good movie, it's not going to give you that feeling, though, anyway. So
all right. I got my third. The Patriot.
Mel Gibson.
Fuck yeah.
Over Braveheart.
Yes.
Well, okay. I would have said Braveheart.
It's not as
The Patriot,
long.
Did Hold you on. Say?
Yeah.
That was good. That's a good
not,
movie.
It's not as long.
I wouldn't watch it
and
that
it's
over.
Fucking awesome.
It is a good movie.
It's a good movie.
Mel Gibson was on fire.
Yeah,
that's how
that
I
shit.
Mean, he did like,
the whole cast.
Too. Braveheart. Then he came out with The Patriot. He was just throwing movies out.
Didn't he make
money.
Did you, The Passion of the
Passion
Christ?
Passion of Christ, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. That's what ruined him. Everybody shunned him because he was a Catholic.
Wow, he was nothing like our Jesus.
He was nothing like your Jesus.
He was right nothing now. Like our Jesus.
No.
All right, Jesse, go ahead.
Matrix.
There ain't no
first one.
Like
no,
Jesus.
Yeah, the first
only one.
Yeah.
Can't pick all of them.
Well, the Matrix trilogy is the best
he'd,
trilogy.
Then he'd
of all
be
time.
Able to pick Rocky as a whole.
I think
yeah,
that's a. I think that's a gospel song, by the way.
What?
Like there ain't no Jesus like our Jesus.
There ain't,
something like that.
There ain't no like, Jesus.
There
like
ain't no Jesus
like my
like Jesus. My Jesus. There ain't no Jesus.
Jesus.
All right, I'm going Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Good
right.
choice.
Yeah, over like Godfather. I haven't. You know, that's
yeah.
funny. I've never seen Godfather.
Because Goodfellas
dude.
Has more rewatchability to me.
You know that I've never seen Godfather.
Oh, even Godfather's amazing.
Never seen it.
Love.
Never seen it.
Love Goodfellas.
That's wild.
By the way.
Crazy, right?
Good choice.
My boss was in it.
No.
As a, like you know the beginning, like when they're all kids. He was a kid in the movie. It's dope, and he's in it. Has a line. It's cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is number four?
For you, yeah.
Yeah.
You got Groundhog Day, Rocky IV, The Patriot. And Pulp Fiction, Memento, Matrix, True Romance, Snatch,
so many
Goodfellas.
There's so many good movies, too.
There are.
It's tough. You know? All right.
Yeah, dude, come on.
All right. All right, shut up.
Gomerson.
Legends of the Fall.
Good movie. Underrated.
Seen it, dude.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt.
Never even seen
it. Who's it. Who else is it?
Anthony Hopkins, I think.
Yeah, but who was his brother?
Oh. There's two. He has two of them, right?
Yeah.
So.
Was it Heath Ledger?
No. No.
All right, so Legend of the Fall. Think about it.
Yeah, I was probably going to say fucking Batman 1 with the Joker.
I mean, second one, Dark Knight.
Like Dark Knight, yeah. And I don't even like superhero movies right. like that. I'm going.
The Christian Bale one?
Yeah,
that's fire.
Fire.
And I'm going in a completely opposite direction. I'm going for a comedy, and it's just because I could rewatch it all the time. Grandma's Boy.
Ooh, that was a great one, dude. You know that he was, that was like his first and only movie
he stole that one from me. That's
a good one.
That's
a great
one.
Movie.
I can't recite that whole movie like back to front.
Yeah, I do love that movie.
That's a great fucking movie. Well, then, no, I'm going to have to say Half-Baked. That is my last one.
We can't. You can't jump the gun.
Oh.
You can have Half-Baked. Okay. I wasn't going there.
Yeah, there you go. That's my last one. Yeah. Half-Baked. That's a great one.
Well, but I was thinking comedy and anyway.
It's a good guy.
Also, and I think my last one was going to be, you know, I'm crossed. I'm going to have to stick with Major League One.
Good one. That's a good one.
I was
a great call.
That's the best sports movie. That's the best
between that or great Major League Two.
Fucking call.
Because Major League, both that one and two are the best sports movies ever.
If I can group them, that'd be great. Because Bob Uecker has too many good lines.
Oh, they are so good.
So
it must
good.
Have been the wind was the best one in the dome.
Oh, yeah.
No, the wind must have got that one.
No.
Yeah.
They're dome. They're just, it's because he's.
No, they were inside. Hell yeah. They were in playing inside.
Rube Baker, to me, is the highlight of Major League Two, right? And so, because like the, what's his name? Willie Mays Hayes or whatever.
Comes out
and he calls a shot, right?
Yeah.
And then Rube Baker is like sitting there in the dugout and he goes, what's he pointing at? What, does he know someone?
Oh, you're talking about him. I thought you were talking about the announcer. I thought you were talking about the announcer. No. Sorry.
It's such a good movie.
So, wait, no, you know who I'm talking about, though? The old announcer dude? He had some great lines.
Bob Uecker.
That's who you're talking about? Is an actual baseball announcer.
Is he still?
An actual baseball
player. From Milwaukee Brewers.
I think he's dead.
But he was a Milwaukee Brewer announcer.
Damn, who else died this week?
Something like that.
Who else died this week? Someone else died.
OJ?
We were watching that 30. We're watching that 30 for 30 right now on Netflix. It's intense.
Yeah. I watched it when it came out.
Hell yeah, I watched that shit.
Real quick, before you guys.
Before we go, we gotta get going.
No, I'm finishing my last. I didn't even get to say my last movie.
You're going to your movie.
The Score.
Oh, great movie.
Wait, what's The Score?
Edward Norton.
No.
Right? Oh.
Robert Redford and Paul Newman back in the day.
What am I thinking of?
The Score. What's the that? Score?
Oh, I know what you're talking
you
about.
You just reminded me of a fucking awesome movie.
You never seen The Score?
No.
Ex-dad. He's the one to show.
Is it like
me.
The Italian Job type
no,
shit?
It's black and white. It's a great movie.
I don't know if I can
hey,
do
what's
that.
The name
it's like
of
one
it?
Of the first con movies. Movie.
How do we not know and say Fight Club?
Oh, yeah, that's a
great
true.
Movie, too.
There's a lot of
that's what I'm saying. It's all a matter of perspective.
For me, it's like actors, too. Like, there's certain actors that I felt like, that I'm like, oh, man.
Like I could have put Inglourious Basterds up there too.
Like, I'll watch anything with Bill Murray in it. Bill Murray to me is like one of my favorite actors.
Yeah, he's great.
No,
he's
you so know what's one of my he favorite awesome. Movies with him? Mm. Is what's it called?
Stripes?
No, what's that movie that they're in the submarine?
With Bill Murray?
Yeah, oh,
Bill
I know Murray what you're
and,
talking about.
Jeff Goldblum.
I know which one.
Aquatica.
You're
Life Aquatic.
Life Aquatic.
I've never seen it.
Yeah.
What?
What?
Really?
You Running with Scissors. Like same directors as Running in Scissors,
or,
I think.
Or what's it called? Royal Tenenbaums.
Royal Tenenbaums.
I've seen that.
That type of movie. Mm. But it's Bill Murray and like.
Okay.
It was the same director as Royal Tenenbaums.
It's Zizou. It's a good movie.
I'll check it out.
You'll definitely got to watch that.
It's a very good movie.
Yeah. I want Osmosis
Jones. If you
like
weird comedy movies, and Bill Murray's fantastic in that movie.
What about Osmosis Jones, bro? Come on. Osmosis?
Osmosis is my boy.
Best animated movie.
Best animated?
Yeah, but see, we're biased because he kind of watches anime. He watches anime too, though.
No, come on. Best animated movie?
Is Akira.
No, best animated movie.
Akira?
You never seen the movie Akira?
No.
The anime movie?
No.
No, no, no.
How do you spell it?
A-K-I-R-A? A-K-I-R-A, yes.
On Netflix?
It's just, you got to watch it. I don't know if it's on Netflix.
Not
but
anime. Animated.
That's what
I know that.
Anything that's a cartoon.
Okay, fine. But I was going to say Toy Story.
That's not animated.
Toy Story's great. Oh, yeah.
Computer generated.
Hilarious.
It's
so
good.
I'm with you, Toy Story.
And some of these movies.
Supposedly, Monsters, Inc. and that are connected.
Apparently, there's a movie coming out. There's a cross between
Frozen and Fast
and the Furious. I could see that.
The bully.
No, the mom of the bully supposedly is the first little girl
with the black hair in the beginning of Monsters, Inc.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this, though?
What did
you
just say?
I see it.
There's a movie coming out that's a cross between Frozen and Fast and the Furious. It's nuts.
Yeah, The Acolyte, or what's it called?
Oh, it's going to be awesome.
Wait.
So excited.
We were talking about this last week.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's got, Vin Diesel with rocket.
It's my favorite two movies.
It's The Acolyte.
Yeah.
He's got rocket skates.
Yeah.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
How do you think Vin Diesel would fucking come over?
Fan
Diesel Mandel. Right? Isn't that
Vin Diesel Mandel?
Yeah. What's that girl's name?
Who?
The one, the singer? From Frozen.
I don't know.
It's an I.
Let it go.
Whatever. Maybe it's Mandela or
got
something.
Such a terrible voice for singing.
I'm burping.
Bro, I think that Dad has the worst voice for singing. You're all right. You're okay. And Patwell doesn't give himself.
No, you know who has a really good voice and you need to hear it is Pudge.
Does he really?
I swear to God, dude.
No way.
He really has such a good voice.
Then I'm like, bro,
you never know.
Sing.
You never know.
Kev has a good voice too.
Oh, Kev's got a really good voice.
Kev's
I would love
really
if you guys
voice.
All jam together.
I know. I thought he was going to be, fucking.
Especially Kev, like singing, like with his little.
His little fucking blue shit. That's my boy.
You know
boy.
What I'm saying?
That's my boy right there.
We miss Kev today.
I know.
Shout out Kev.
I'm missing Kev.
What happened?
That's all right. But.
Where are you?
All right. So shout out to the Patreons.
What else
love
you
want
to talk about? Anything else?
No, we gotta get out of here. We did our.
We could
hour.
Do like a couple more minutes.
Oh yeah, you guys are ready. You guys are running it out.
No, I'm not leaving yet.
Hanging out, Patwell.
All right, so we talked about movies.
Look, let him go. Let him keep going.
Let
him
rock. Keep on going. More content. We're giving you all the content you can get.
In the world.
More.
Everything you want.
Monday.
Tuesday.
And then you up on me, too. That was good.
How many days a week do you jerk it?
Every day.
Yeah, no. I talk about jerking it, but.
No, I know.
I don't jerk off at all, dude. Ew. Ew, I don't do that nasty stuff,
favorite
bro.
TV show all time.
If you jerk off on yourself,
you're nasty.
Gay.
You must be
I'm trying to talk
gay.
About TV shows. These guys are talking about
jerking off.
Jerking off
on
every
a Monday.
Day.
On a Monday.
On Monday.
Tuesday. Thursday. Friday and Saturday.
Watch out for Thursdays.
And also Mondays.
Hide your curtains and hide the material. Put your lotion away. Good housekeeping does not stand a chance.
No, see, I fuck with animation, but yo, this One Piece shit, thank God they're turning that all into.
Why, where are you at?
I'm on episode 80, like 90 something. I can't watch it,
oh my
bro.
God, it's
so
he
good. Slows down so,
so good.
Much.
But you need to watch all of
I
it.
I know, because people, like, they say it gets so crazy.
One what Piece. Are you guys talking about?
One Piece is One the Piece. Longest running anime show ever. It's still going.
So, no, they
I'm
made, they just
that.
Did a lot. But listen,
shit.
They made a live action.
Ain't nobody got time
made
for that.
A live action
Ain't
series
got time for that.
Of it, right? And they kind of condensed it. But what they're doing is he has like over a thousand episodes.
1,100 he just released.
But
like
you did, and some of them are just filler with like 10 seconds of really content that you really need to know about that carry over into future
episodes.
They do it
to fill episodes.
So yeah, so next one, you know, they're just
called fillers.
Yeah, they're gonna take all of it and condense it down.
Okay,
but they really do have like 10 or 15 seconds of like shit that you need to know.
I know.
So, but you have to watch it. So like, he's like, I'm like, can I skip some shit? He's like, no. No, you gotta watch
they're
everything.
Bringing it back for a reason. Because
they're gonna bring that shit back, bro. Like, you gotta watch it. I'm like, god damn it, this shit's so boring. But I know he's gonna be right because I'm gonna be like, damn, that was good.
It's so good.
So I'm Netflix so is condensing from 1,000 episodes into like what? What are they trying to do with it?
I don't know. They're just they're gonna.
How can you even do that? Like,
take it down because eventually we're gonna get to the One Piece, and he's gonna get the One Piece.
Oh, don't tell me he gets it.
What do you mean? That's the whole purpose of the show.
It's still going on. One Piece. It would be over after he got the One Piece.
Yeah, but we're not even close to it yet. I'm just saying when he gets it, that's the whole purpose of the show.
He better not have gotten that shit yet. I was like, damn.
No, we're not even close. He didn't even get to the last island, which is called Laugh Tale.
He didn't even get to the last island.
No.
He's probably a beast by now, though.
No, it's only been like since the first since he left in the beginning. It's only been like 2.5 years.
Wait,
it's crazy,
what?
Right?
How? There must have been a time loop episode or
something.
There's
a time skip.
There it is. What does that mean?
What do you mean? He gets pumped up and he starts. It's like a montage of him getting bigger. Pat was like, I'm over this.
Sounds like a piece of crap.
Wait, I want to know. I'm like, I really like interested
you'll see,
in this.
You'll see. Like the whole part leading up to the time skip is a very important part.
Time skip.
Yeah, it's pre-time
that's
skip.
Watch out.
There's pre-time skip Luffy, post-time skip.
And I get. Like I think I know what it is. Yeah, it's like a
big power scaling difference. Yeah,
and it's a big story arc too. I guess.
Yeah, like the whole lead up to the time skip.
God,
it has to happen.
I want to see it.
It's so good.
I want to watch it.
I mean, you can watch a YouTube video of what you need to know.
Nah, it's not the same. I've tried. I've tried it. I've tried it with a couple of things. I have to find the right guy to do it. It's like finding a tutorial guy.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers are horrible, bro. Some of them will give you false information.
Yeah.
Mm.
They don't even know what they're talking about. Like, oh, so I figured this out today. Like, oh, I wanted to put it up on YouTube. Like, oh, dude, is this right, though? Like,
Yeah, there's like a lot of conspiracies about the anime, too.
What do you mean?
Like, what's going to happen? Like what they think's gonna happen, all this stuff. I can't go into it because you're not caught up, and he doesn't know.
Yeah,
I'm
not
doing it. I'm not doing it.
He won't. He refuses.
Respect
to do
for
it.
You guys.
Thanks, but I really want to fucking know. I want to know
I can
my
talk
shit.
It all
day. My shit is been Demon Slayer lately. So wait, Netflix only has
I watched
X amount.
Back to school.
Oh, Demon Slayer, you can watch on Crunchyroll. What do you mean?
I know, but Crunchyroll's. That's what I'm trying to ask you. Crunchyroll has way many. More episodes.
Yeah.
So how many are there? I thought it was new. I thought it just
came out.
No,
the last arc they did was called the what was it? The
oh, they do
Sword
that's what
Villager
I was gonna ask you. They do
arc.
Them in like a certain way
arc.
Though because
so each season is called an arc.
Yeah, and it's structured weird. It's about a certain person or something.
No, it's all
thing.
The same thing. It's about
that's what
the Tanjiro. So like the main dude.
No, because the way that they labeled it in Netflix was like when they were on the train, they were fighting
the Mugen
one
train,
demon.
But it's all about the same dude.
Yeah,
he's the protagonist.
I know
like
that, but I'm saying, but they'll also go on side things. And
yeah, a little bit, but it's always about the main Demon Slayer.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah, see, I don't want to talk about it.
It's the
we
demon
can talk about
slayer.
It when we're by ourselves. We'll talk about it.
Fuck you, pal. Well, you gotta watch anime.
What?
You gotta watch anime.
It's hard.
I watch. That's what I'm saying. But
that's
your excuse. That's your excuse.
That kid is going to be the biggest nerd.
Yeah, right? He's going to be watching everything.
And sports I never fan. Really could get into anime.
I know.
I just started getting into it a couple of years ago. Promise
like,
Neverland.
Like, I wish I could get my nephews
into
it.
Shit, yeah.
Wish I could, like, but he's in the monster trucks right now. My nephew.
How old
Grave
is he?
Gravedigger! 2.5 years old.
Nice.
Grave Digger! That's how he says it too. It's hilarious.
It's awesome.
He's so smart. Uncle TJ.
I don't know if I'll be able to have kids. Dude.
I love it. I want one so bad.
All right. Well, thank you guys for watching. Appreciate you. Thank
absolutely.
You to our Patreons, Anthony, for coming out. We can have Kevin back on. Pat, well.
Yeah, Kevin.
Why don't you come back, and we're going to have stuff that's not just chicken and
cutlets.
Jerking it.
Yeah. Like, well, we're gonna
maybe
do it
we'll
today.
Combine it. Make jerk chicken.
Shout out to our Patreons. Just we not, love you. Yeah.
It's not because you're black.
All right.
You son of a bitch.